Hi, I'm Sari Grove. A lot of people ask me how I came up with NIDI, which stands for Non-Invasive Diagnostic Imaging. Okay, so what happened is I was motivated, you know, necessity is the mother of invention. I had a lump in my breast. I had a mammogram that tore tissue in three places, and 3 months later I had nodes from the mammogram, so that was out for diagnostic imaging. I had a biopsy that pierced my chest wall, so for 2 months after the biopsy, every time I drank water, liquid went into my lungs. So that was out for that, no more biopsies. Anyway, so I needed to find a way to track what I was doing and if I was shrinking the lump or if it was growing or what was happening myself. So I started taking pictures of my breast area close up and just fooling around with the photo editor that was on my Mac, which was an iPhoto program. And lo and behold, I could see the lump under the skin when I was editing. So, and it came up with different colors. So there was like, I don't know, these rings, like concentric rings of different colors. And I didn't know what the colors meant, but I started taking pictures and almost every day and editing them and looking to see how the colors changed. And after a while, I noticed that if I ate certain things, that certain colors would be bigger. So over time, I started to associate the colored areas with certain elements. And I was using my Grove body part chart, which is my first book actually explains it, but the chart, just to sum up how the chart works, the chart is there are 12 body parts on the chart, and each body part has two elements that live together as opposites. So I call the detox element minus and the repair element plus. So the basic chart goes through each of 12 body parts and what those elements are. So I started labeling my pictures, the different colors, with things from my chart. So like if I ate red meat, this was before I went raw plant-based, this was right at the beginning. So if I ate red meat, it came up a certain color in iPhoto in the editor. So I called that lead. Now, so the lead family on my chart includes red meat, but also vitamin A, beta carotene, carrots, potatoes. It's a whole category of bone meal of bone building kind of thing. So it's not just the heavy metal. I use elements from the periodic table to describe families of things. So in the world, there are, you know, all sorts of natural elements or atoms or elements from the periodic table, and they're in things in the real world. Like one of the elements I saw, one of the colors I called aluminum. So aluminum is found in cholesterol, and in the real world, that would be in eggs. So for example, when I ate eggs, this blue area showed up in iPhoto. So I started labeling the elements in my pictures. And this kind of evolved because I started teaching other people how to do it. And someone said, listen, not everyone has a Mac computer or this iPhoto program. So I was motivated to try and figure out online free programs that other people could use. So I first started with PhotoFlexer, which is PhotoFlexer.com, PhotoFlexer.com. And I figured out how to sort of duplicate my iPhoto edits in the PhotoFlexer, but I had, you know, different colors come up. So what I did was I sort of translated, because I sort of knew where colors were going to be. Lead was going to be in the middle, and then iron was next, and then aluminum, and then calcium, and then and then hydrogen, and then calcium. So I translated what I knew where they were to the PhotoFlexer edit, and actually a few more elements came up that I was able to identify. Then it sort of went further. Someone said to me, but how do I see cancer? They most people they didn't care as much about biochemistry. They just want to know, is it malignant or benign? So that's when I developed the Lunapec edit. LUNAPIC.com is the site, and it's free as well and open source. I knew that the distinction between benign and malignant was phosphorus. A benign tumor is generally calcium oxalate, oxalate is iron, and a malignant tumor is calcium phosphate. So the distinguishing mark was the phosphorus. So I sort of knew how to see phosphorus in iPhoto and in Photoflexer, but you couldn't see it that well. So what I did with the Lunapec edit is I isolated, it was like sort of between light green and dark green. So I made the edit so that phosphorus, only phosphorus would show up really, really well. So I made it show up as purple. So the Lunapec edit, it's a 15-step edit. It's not hard to do. Look for NIDI on my website, which is grovecanada.ca. And go type NIDI into the search or look for the NIDI page. NIDI is non-invasive diagnostic imaging. And there are instructions on how to do the edits, and they're really not hard to do. Lunapec is the longest, the one that looks for cancer, and it comes up as purple. So the phosphorus color comes up as purple. And basically, if you see purple in your picture, you know, it's not good, okay? So that was the Lunapec edit. Later, more recent people wanted to know size change. So that was tricky. So I found another editor. It's at Pixlr, PIXLR.com/editor. And if you go there, that's free as well. And in that one, usually the edges of a mass or tumor show up as red. So it's a way to track size change. So you take a control picture, see your red, and then over time the red should get smaller, and that's showing your size change. So anyway, that's a real a sort of a short version about how I figured this out. I'm an artist, so I'm good with visual things, and my father was a neuro-ophthalmological surgeon who also taught medicine, so that's how I understand the medical stuff. My husband's grandfather was a wartime physician. He was a soldier who ended up getting one of those soldier scholarships to Oxford, and became a doctor and was became a practicing doctor here in Canada during wartimes. So my husband also has a real knack for medicine, and we work together. So, okay. So that's the short version. Okay, see you. And our Facebook group is Do It Yourself Cancer Repair Manual. So please join if you want to pick my brains a little bit. Okay, thanks for listening. Bye.